you can dial in toll-free and bring up anything that you want. The number, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Perhaps you would like to share your thoughts on the imminent passage of this Detention Act. Oh, I mean the Defense Authorization Act, which, as Glenn Greenwald over at Salon.com points out, really just codifies what's already been going on. They've already seized the ability to do these things during the Bush administration, and, you know, they continued. Obama hasn't rescinded anything that George Bush has done. So they're just, it's one president after another building more tyrannical power on top of the next one. Some people are saying this is crossing the Rubicon, but what does that even mean, to cross the Rubicon?
Well, what's it mean precisely from a historical standpoint?
Yeah.
When Caesar, Roman armies were not supposed to be within the area of of Rome, and that's because generals would use armies at that time to, truly, power comes from the barrel of a gun or the point of a spear, and, you know, everybody understood that. Right, so they shouldn't, armies shouldn't be too close to the seat of power was the idea, and Rome was a republic, nominally, at the very least nominally, and so Caesar brought troops too close, essentially to threaten. He became the quote-unquote first emperor. There's debate upon that, but, you know, that's what he did. He brought troops too close.
And crossed the Rubicon
and threatened the Republic. The short answer is Caesar brought troops across the river Rubicon and threatened the Republic and turned it into a dictatorship.
So that's a pretty good metaphor.
I think so. So the question is, when was the Rubicon crossed? JJ, you said it was back when the Patriot Act was
passed. I'd say 9/11, the Patriot Act, that time frame there.
I'd say JJ's comment off air was far more insightful, and
that
was the Rubicon's been crossed like it was a Domino's pizza guy just passing back and forth. I mean, the Rubicon.
Yeah, they've been doing laps on that thing.
The Rubicon's been crossed so many times, it's just, the metaphor has been used so often.
But this is apparently what it's going to take for some people or more people to wake up, is to realize that they aren't any different, this George Bush and Barack Obama. That they may look different. They may talk different. Barack Obama may sound smarter than George Bush, but ultimately they're all tools for the same purpose, and that is increasing the power of the government over the peaceful people within its within the arbitrary boundaries
that
we know of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And Glenn Greenwald is going to continue here with some more of his analysis, which I think is spot on from Salon.com. But first, you and your thoughts. Tim is in Maine. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Just great, all things considered. What's on your mind?
Just in terms of whether this latest bill crosses the Rubicon, so to speak, I wonder what your guys' thoughts on the possibility that maybe it was the Constitution that really crossed the Rubicon, because, you know, any time that you institute a government or you institute a state over people, it's going to eventually grab for as much power as it possibly can.
Well, I see what you're saying, but I mean, historically, the Rubicon crossing happened after a government had been created in the first place.
Right. I mean, Caesar crossed the Rubicon to threaten a government with, force and to create his, essentially, a new government.
So then you would say that, like, this latest bill is kind of a one part of the government turning on itself or turning on another part of the government?
No, they're not turning against the
government. No, basically what it did is it made the government more tyrannical, is kind of the idea. You know, when Caesar brought the military into the Senate area or the Republic's sort of seat of power, he then was able to use, more power than he ought to have had.
You believe that this is a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, if you believe that this is a real republic or a democracy, representative democracy, if you believe that, then yes, I think that this would arguably be the crossing of a Rubicon. I don't happen to believe that. I believe that if it ever was that, it certainly isn't anymore.
Well, I guess my ultimate point was that eventually, when you have any government or you have any state, it's going to come to this point.
No doubt.
Are there any examples of government in history that doesn't come to this point?
No, they all come crashing down at some point, and it's usually in some sort of violent, horrific manner.
And so I guess you don't really need this Rubicon moment. You don't need Caesar bringing the troops back to the seat of power. It's just the fact that there was ever this institution in the first place that can allow somebody like Caesar to amass a massive army.
Oh, I agree with you. I think that we need to get rid of this idea of the state. It is a very dangerous idea to human existence. And as we can see in the 20th century, the state, not disease or famine or diarrhea or any of that stuff, it was the state that was, you know, a major killer of human beings.
Well, you have to include some famine in the deaths accredited to the state because, in fact, states often are, you know, what caused famine.
They put sanctions on in Iraq and killed like 500,000 people.
Things like that. I mean, in countries, they'd destroy crops in order to go for rebels because they don't care about the individual. They care about their government and their power.
Tim, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 855-453. Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with the NJJ and Mark.
Hey, hello, guys. I'm
Gene.
Going to leave for China in a couple of days, but I wanted to call and talk to you.
The more free land of China. Excellent choice.
Yeah, well, in some ways, yes, it is, but in other ways, it isn't. But I wanted to talk about Ron Paul, who, of course, is going to be on the airwaves here pretty soon.
Not on these airwaves. You mean in a debate, a national debate. Gotcha.
On the debate. And I also, you realize I'd wrapped my Corvette in a Ron Paul. It's the Ron Paul Corvette, of course, if anybody wants to look it up on YouTube.
Neat.
And I have to say, in fact, I'm just making a post right now on the Ron Paul forums about it. That was such a great idea because I have had the door opened for so many conversations with so many people over that car and be able to educate them about freedom and liberty and about.
So they just walk up to you and ask you about it?
What did it cost you?
It was a lot.
Well, now, people want to know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to pry into your business or anything like that.
I will say that I got a good deal because the guy wanted to help promote Ron Paul, so I got probably about $1,000 off, but it would normally run about $2,500 for a wrap like that.
Gotcha.
I'm looking at the wrap here, Ron Paul Corvette walk-around. It's pretty sweet. You've got the snake, the coiled snake on the back end. You get the Ron Paul blimp on the trunk. All
sweet.
Kinds of text is on there as well. Who's Ron Paul? The doctor will see you now, Prince.
Wow.
Well, lots of Ron Paul stuff. Even a guy with a V-mask on the back as well.
Well, that guy with the V-mask is actually me in front of the Target Center in 2008 when Ron Paul had the Rally for the Republic. So I wore my V costume up there to the rally.
So are people just coming up and you know, you're getting out of your car, they're asking you questions? How are you having conversations?
Most of the time it's in the parking lot, you know, when I park somewhere and people will talk about it. And I even talked to three cops today about it. I pulled up in front of the taxing district there where I wanted to go in and ask a question, and there were three cops there, and they made a comment about it, and I went over and talked to them and, you know, told them how we're just definitely not free anymore, and they were pretty much agreeing with me. So,
did it include the awesome flame paint job, or was that already on your car?
No, that's part of the wrap.
Oh, okay.
Because it was just a red car before I started.
You know, you make a really good point with law enforcement and military tend to be really good targets for the message of liberty. I mean, it seems really odd because these people are, in fact, the point of the spear when it comes to the state. But strangely, maybe that's why they know. And I mean, they understand that that the state is tyrannical. But I have found that many of them are very open to the message.
Yeah, they see it every day, even though they're on the other side. But and another guy I talked to today at the hardware store, he came out and looked at the car, and he was ex-military, and he said I didn't have to convince him about Ron Paul. He was already a Ron Paul supporter,
mm-hmm.
but he loved the car, and you know, I talked to a couple other people there about it, and. So it's really an eye-opener. I realize not everybody can do that. But
all that said, I mean, for the amount of money, if you're driving a lot, too, then you're getting a lot of eyeballs on that. You're probably doing better than the average, you know, you might be doing better than a billboard, for instance, because you're a walking billboard to some extent.
Well,
people actually ask you questions.
That's one cool-looking billboard, though.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Gene, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
A billboard will cost you $2,500 a month.
Right.
Right.
855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi. I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you could have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle for your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, bring up anything you want and dial in toll free. The number 855-450-FREE. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI.
SACL CAI, they're a company that handles accounts receivable. They can do it for your company. They'll do it with integrity and respect. They know that it's important not only that you collect your bills and have your books taken care of, but that you keep your customers too. SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right hand side of the page.
All right, 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Daryl, listening in Texas. Daryl, you're on Free Talk Live at the NJJ and Mark.
Hey, you guys were talking about that National Defense Authorization Act earlier.
Yes, sir.
And
we will continue.
You actually got one thing slightly incorrect.
What's that?
You said that the military could detain U.S. citizens indefinitely.
That's what I believe that's what Glenn Greenwald said.
The way the bill is written, Section 1032, actually says that the military cannot detain U.S. citizens. But the way Section 1031 is written, it leaves it wide open for the FBI to come detain you.
Yeah, that was my understanding of it, too. The FBI decided that they didn't want this the military horning in on their, they handle the local population.
Yeah. So the way it's written, the military can't actually detain you, but any other agency could detain you indefinitely without a trial. And
okay.
It's kind of ironic that it passed on Bill of Rights Day.
Well, I guess it will all depend on how the men in robes interpret it, right? So, like, you've read it, apparently, and that's great. I couldn't possibly handle reading legislation. It's just mind-numbing to me. But, you know, you've read it, and that's your interpretation of it. The ACLU says that, according to them, that this is something that authorizes the military to do these things. And if the military begins doing these things and somebody challenges it and says, aha, you can't detain me, only the FBI can do it. Well, then the men in the robes will decide 5 or 6, 7 years down the road, and, then
the FBI will come pick you up.
Right, then we'll all know for sure, right?
Right. And like I said, it happened on Bill of Rights Day, which is today. 220 years ago, the first 10 amendments were officially ratified.
Oh, how coincidental.
And I'd like to read to you the redacted version of the Bill of Rights.
What's redacted mean precisely?
Basically, where all the parts that they don't like have been blacked out.
Meaning, when you say they, you mean the current administration?
You've probably seen it where it has...
The current administration plus all previous administrations with stuff like the Patriot Act. So sort of like when they released classified information, they have a whole bunch of stuff blacked out, so it's a redacted version of an actual document.
Okay,
right,
go ahead.
So here's the redacted Bill of Rights as of 2011. Congress shall make laws prohibiting the free speech of the people. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall be infringed. No time of peace. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects shall be violated, searched, and seized. In suits at common law, no facts shall be examined, and the powers not delegated are reserved.
That's it. That's it. Nice and short now.
Real brief. Why waste time?
Daryl, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we continue, we're sharing some of Salon.com's Glenn Greenwald and his piece on this Defense Authorization Act, which, according to Daryl, means that the FBI or whoever can come and pick you up and put you in a cell somewhere and never charge you with anything. But they say here in this piece that it's actually the military that can do it. I would bet that any agency they send to pick you up and put you in a jail cell will be able to get away with it. That's my presumption here.
I think it's probably accurate according to this. I mean, that's certainly the spirit of what they're talking about here.
So
I think even if the wrong one does it, they'd be like, you know what, don't worry about it. We'll take care of the paperwork.
Yeah, we'll just write up a new bill and pass a law after the fact and grandfather you in. So they're pointing out here, Glenn Greenwald is pointing out that basically the president's only objection to this bill as it was being formed was that it didn't give him enough power. And he essentially, or didn't codify enough of the power, because he's already had all these powers. It's just basically, making it official. And so they, were going to veto it if they didn't put those provisions in, and so they did. And so now it's even more power aggregated to the executive branch than ever before. Greenwald continues at Salon.com. He says any doubt that this was the White House's only concern with the bill is now dispelled by virtue of the president's willingness to sign it after certain changes were made in conference between the House and Senate. Those changes were almost entirely about removing the parts of the bill that constrained his power and had nothing to do with improving the bill from a civil liberties perspective. Once the sole concern of the White House was addressed, eliminating limits on the president's power, they were happy to sign the bill, because none of the civil liberties assaults were fixed. As Mother Jones Adam Server Sewer explained, "The morning I wrote that by making the mandatory military detention provisions mandatory in name only, the Senate had offered the administration an opportunity to see how seriously it takes its own rhetoric on civil liberties. The administration had said that the military detention provisions of an earlier version of this act were inconsistent with the fundamental American principle that our military does not patrol our streets. The revised NDAA is still inconsistent with that fundamental American principle, but the administration has decided that fundamental American principles aren't actually worth vetoing the bill over."
Mm.
That's because, as Server explained in a separate post, Congress, in response to the veto threat, made changes addressing the security concerns, but not the ones related to civil liberties and the rule of law. And by security concerns, the White House means, don't restrict what the president can do. That the White House...
Because that would affect his security.
His security.
I suppose.
That the White House cared only about the former, that is, presidential discretion, and not at all about the latter, that is, civil liberties, is proven by its willingness to sign the bill when only objections to the former have been addressed. And he goes to, he's linking to lots of proof of all of his claims here. And what he's doing is addressing some of the myths about this. The third myth, the most persistent and propagandistic set of myths about President Obama on detention issues, is that he tried to end indefinite detention by closing Guantanamo, but was blocked by Congress from doing so. This is probably what his apologists will tell people. Like the people that are getting pretty upset at Obama for not honoring his campaign promises. This is what they're told. Oh, he tried! Now, it's true that Congress blocked the closing of Guantanamo, and again in this bill, Congress is imposing virtually insurmountable restrictions on the transfer of detainees out of that camp, including for detainees who have long ago been cleared for release. So they're keeping people in there for no reason whatsoever. Restrictions that Obama is now going to sign into law. But, and this is not a hard point to understand, while Obama intended to close Guantanamo, he always planned, long before Congress acted, to preserve Guantanamo's core injustice. Indefinite detention.
Right. His contention was just the housing of these people off American soil and having them not using the regular court systems.
He says, I need to say that again. Long before and fully independent of anything Congress did, President Obama made clear that he was going to preserve the indefinite detention system at Guantanamo even once he closed the camp. Remember, they were talking about moving them.
Yeah.
They're talking about just moving them to another indefinite detention facility here.
So it's a system now, a system that can be moved to any location and put into place in a number of ways.
Including your town.
Mm-hmm.
1-855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Still time for you and your thoughts here. 855-450-3733. Of course, the big question is, and we should get to this, is what do you do about it? So this is pretty terrible news, but what can you do about it? More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping, and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Bring us anything that you want. 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we give to you there, including archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, go ahead. Download as many as you like. They go all the way back to late 2006. Head on over to freetalklive.com.
If you don't have enough time to read these days, I mean, life's gotten fast-paced. You know, audiobooks, they're a great way to get in that reading that you want to do without carving out time in the day to sit down with a book. And you can get a free audiobook from audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Audible is a leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment. They've got all the categories that you'd want from a bookstore: business, classics, fiction, erotica, history, science fiction, fantasy, everything else. It's fast, easy, and affordable to do the download. Just go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL and get your free download. It's a Christmas gift from Audible and Free Talk Live. It's audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
All right, so more here from Glenn Greenwald over at Salon.com. Then, JJ, you've got some additional thoughts you want to add into this discussion about this National Defense Authorization Act, which is basically legalizing or codifying the policies that have been in effect for a number of years since the Bush administration, basically allowing the government to just sweep you right off the streets, just take you away from your life and your freedom, and put you in a cell somewhere.
You know, they're looking out for you, and whether you like it or not, you are a danger to those around you. For some reason, you might have upset some senator or some person with some connections or ties, or perhaps you just cut off the wrong person. Well, it's time for you to get put into detention.
Well, thankfully, we're still here. They haven't come for us yet. But the thing is, they could come for anybody they want, for any reason they want. All they have to do is say, terrorism, terrorism, terrorism. And then they can just lock you into a cell, and they don't ever have to give you a trial. Indefinite detention.
You're one of those radio terrorists I hear about.
Yep, and I actually gave some money to the Muslims, actually. I had
what?
Wow.
Yeah,
which Muslims are you referring to?
Well, I had read a book, a little pamphlet kind of book, like a 30-page book when I was in jail, and I got out, and I wanted to get a copy of it, so I went over to their website, and I ordered a copy of it. So I've given money to the Muslims.
I see. You bought something from a Muslim person.
From
me too. I went
Muslim.org.
Really?
I
went to Turkey and I bought a shirt at a local bazaar. So I supported the terrorists too, right?
Well, they're not all Muslims over in Turkey.
No, they're not all Muslims.
It could have been a Christian.
I think the chances are slim.
Odds are slim. Yeah, you're right about that. So Glenn Greenwald continues at Salon.com about this Defense Authorization Act. And he's pointing out, and he's making it very clear, and, of course, a lot of liberal types read Glenn Greenwald, and so he's making it clear for a reason. He wants people to know who this man really is. This Obama is not anyone's savior. And for all the excuses people have been making, they're just covering for him. It's just apologies for Barack Obama. In fact, he addresses that here. He says, long before and fully independent of anything Congress ever did, regarding Guantanamo, for instance, regarding closing it, allegedly, President Obama made clear that he was going to preserve the indefinite detention system at Guantanamo even once he closed the camp. And that's what makes the apologias over Obama and Gitmo so misleading. The controversy over Guantanamo was not about its locale, that it was based in the Caribbean Sea, so that simply closing it and then relocating it to a different venue would address the problem. The controversy over Guantanamo was that it was a prison camp where people were being put in cages indefinitely for decades or life without being charged with any crime. And that policy is one that President Obama wholeheartedly embraced from the start, totally prior to and independent of anything Congress did.
This is a constitutional scholar known as Barack Obama.
Yeah, President Obama fully embraced indefinite detention as his own policy. He is a proponent, not an opponent, of indefinite detention. Just review the facts, the indisputable facts, if you have any doubt about that, or if you know anyone who does. So then to back up his statement, he cites news articles from the New York Times from 2009 and 2010 with the highlighted portions. President's detention plan tests American legal tradition from 2009. Quote, terrorism suspects could be held in prolonged detention inside the United States without trial. Another one from 2010. The Obama administration has decided to continue to imprison without trials nearly 50 detainees at Guantanamo Bay. Another one from 2009. The Obama administration has told a federal judge that the military detainees in Afghanistan have no legal right to challenge their imprisonment there, embracing a key argument of former President Bush's legal team. The ACLU, in a piece from 2009, quotes that the creation of a Gitmo North in Illinois is hardly a meaningful step forward. Shutting down Guantanamo will be nothing more than a symbolic gesture if we continue its lawless policies on shore. Alarmingly, all indications are that the administration plans to continue its predecessor's policy of indefinite detention without charge or trial.
And people voted for the Democrat because they were sick of the Republican, and they
look
get the
they
same
get.
Thing. And it's just over and over and over again. You get just the same thing over and over again. The government grows. Nothing stops. Nothing changes. It's not going to change if you vote for the Republican this time, and that Republican's Romney or Gingrich. It's not going to change. The only hope of it has of changing, and I'm not even sure that it will, is if you vote for Ron Paul in the primary election. I'm not even positive that Ron Paul would be able to change anything, but I believe that he has the fortitude to attempt to.
So he asks, can any rational person review these events and try to claim that Obama is some sort of opponent of indefinite power or indefinite detention? He's one of American history's most aggressive defenders of that power. As Human Rights Watch put it, President Obama will go down in history as the president who enshrined indefinite detention without trial in U.S. law. There is no partisan loyalty, says Glenn Greenwald, or leader-reverent propaganda strong enough to obscure that fact. And that's why Obama is in a real tough political position at this point. And Ron Paul, if he can make it through that primary, is in an ideal position at this point to win the election.
I agree. If Ron Paul can be the Republican nominee, I believe that he will be the president of the United States come 2012. But getting through that nomination process, I mean, it looks pretty good. Surprisingly, he's probably going to do quite well in Iowa. I don't want to say he's going to win, but some people are saying that. I mean, that seems Al,
Who are they interviewing in these? They're probably talking to likely Republican voters, are they not, when they're doing these pre-election polls?
It depends. I mean, there are certainly some people that have switched from independent and Democrat to Republican this year in order to vote for Ron Paul. And
so how many of those people
vote for Ron Paul are going to show up at these things? I mean, what you do is if you're a Ron Paul supporter that believes in God, pray for snow on January the third in Iowa.
Wow.
And then
you mean because
on January the 10th in New Hampshire.
You mean the fair weather supporters of Romney?
And by snow, I mean 50 inches.
Wow.
Drop it on there like a bucket. And
wow.
At that point, you'll see that the others just won't come. But the Ron Paul supporters will go there if they have to walk, trudge through the snow barefoot, they'll be there. That's what those the supporters of Ron Paul are.
Well,
like.
My question, the reason I'm asking about the polling is if they're just polling likely Republican primary voters, then they're looking at a list of the voter rolls. That list was probably published a few months ago or whatever. It probably hasn't been updated recently. So the polling companies probably have numbers of these people that aren't the independents, that aren't the former Democrats, that aren't the people that are switching. Now, I don't know what the rules are in Iowa, but in New Hampshire, you can show up the day of the election and register to vote right there on the spot. It's not like
register
that.
Register or switch from undecided, or what?
You can register
undeclared.
To vote on the spot in
right,
New
but
Hampshire.
If you're a Democrat, you cannot switch on
correct,
the day.
Correct, you're screwed if you're a Democrat. But my point being, if there's anything similar to that in Iowa, then who knows how many people could show up on the day of the election and vote for Ron Paul.
Yeah.
So if Ron Paul's in a close contention in likely Republican voters, well, what happens when you factor in the people that aren't likely Republican voters who are going to come vote for Ron Paul? Again, I don't want to get anybody's hopes up because I don't want to get my own hopes up.
I think it could happen, though.
But Ron Paul has the most realistic chance of becoming, a presidential nominee as any liberty-minded candidate has ever had in the history of recent elections in the last several decades. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live at 855-453.
On DVD for a limited time.
Chase lives here. You move back here with my son.
You're a predator, Jack!
Yeardley is a bold independent film about the struggles of a middle-class father as he fights to win back his family after being fired for sexual harassment. Reviewers call Yeardley superb, amazing, and one of the most honest looks at today's modern man in marriage to hit the silver screen.
I'm guilty of cheating on my wife.
Winner of Best Feature at the Malibu International Film Festival and other festival awards including Best Actor and the Platinum Reel Award. Yeardley set against the backdrop of a difficult job market and follows a flawed man who makes one bad decision after another as he faces the intrusive scrutiny of the courts.
What? Tell me about it. Your kid and a wife.
Go to YeardleyMovie.com. That's YeardleyMovie.com to own the DVD now before they're gone.
You have no idea what it's like.
You cheated on me.
Click the Amazon link on YeardleyMovie.com and a portion of the sale goes to support Free Talk Live. That's YeardleyMovie.com.
Are you firing me, Riley?
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Anything you want, dial in toll-free, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark,
inviting you online over at freetalklive.com. We have a bulletin board system there, and you may use it to get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners at bbs.freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can go and to the promote page, and you can get a free bumper sticker, download some graphics, get flyers you can print out, and more to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Promote.freetalklive.com.
The holidays are just around the corner. This season, consider the greatest gift you can give your family and friends. Peace of mind. Destabilizing events are happening around the world. Unemployment, inflation, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. You can get prepared and protect your family today by going to wisefoodstorage.com. It's what I've chosen to do. Wisefoodstorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. 25 years these things will last you. You can prepare them in just minutes by simply adding water. Visit wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE today. Use coupon code FTL to request a free entree sample. It's a free sample. They, you know, it's a little gift from wisefoodstorage.com to you this holiday season. For a limited time during the holidays, enter promo code FTL to also get no-cost shipping and 10% off any order. It's wisefoodstorage.com, 855-FOODWISE. Food wise.
Let's go to you and your thoughts. Dave in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave. Dave? Dave in Montana. Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Greetings, one and all.
Hey, Dave. Haven't heard from you in a while. What's on your mind tonight?
Good to hear from you, Dave.
Hey, I feel if I vote that I'd be committing an act of treason, man.
Why?
Against whom?
That's what I feel. But I call up because I heard that Texas wants to put a guy away for life in prison for a half ounce of cannabis with a couple of grams of hash because
he's
a medical marijuana card holder and he had some on him. What is Texas, crazy?
Yes.
What is their government got to be nuts, man. They got to be the perfect example of the pure American Nazi, man.
I feel like you heard about this story. The guy came from, like, didn't he
man,
come from Arizona or something?
It boils my blood, man. Just to think, in 2011, this guy Perry is running for the president, and meanwhile trying to put some guy in jail in prison for life for cannabis. Man, it just boggles my mind. This dude Perry should say he's going to pardon this guy, and it will be the best thing he could do to get him elected president, because half of the damn country knows what's going on with this corrupt drug war. It's disgusting.
Well, you know, that would require some level of compassion on that man's part. And they look at drug users as evil. They look at drug users as a tool to basically a political tool that they can, ramp their campaign up on and platform about how, you know, they're going to put the drug users to death. I think it was Newt Gingrich who was talking about putting drug dealers to death.
Newt Gingrich, the hypocrite, man. He's going after Bill Clinton while he's banging some other lady while his wife is dying. And he wants me to vote for him. I want to spit in the guy's eye.
Wow. Pretty passionate.
What do you got against Ron Paul? I mean, what's wrong with voting for Ron Paul?
Well, I vote for Ron Paul, but I love the guy, man. I don't want him getting shot. If he gets elected, they'll shoot the guy. Man, just like they shot Kennedy, just like they shot Reagan to shut him up and told
it's
him
not
hey,
an
you
unreasonable
ain't the
concern,
president.
But
right. We're
well,
running
so,
the show.
That's your concern.
Love Ron
and he
Paul.
Likely...
I wouldn't want him to be elected because they'll kill him.
I hear you what you're saying, Dave, but that's something for him to make the choice on, and he's
taking
made
that
the choice.
Well,
remember,
I understand, but that's how
old,
I feel about
says to
the
himself
whole
it's
thing.
Worth making the stand, and it's something that he should be able to make the stand for. Frankly, your vote in Montana doesn't matter much in the primary election. In the general, you can make your mind up at that point, but and I don't think it matters in the general either, because the Republican's going to win by a landslide if it's Ron Paul in the general. So, your stand is what it is. Is in Montana.
I think you make a good point, Mark. I mean, Ron Paul has made his choice. He's ready to take the risk of whatever it entails to become, president, and that means that there is a risk of possibly being attacked or shot or something like that.
I think that's definitely been brought up to his attention, and he's aware of it.
Deep down inside, I think Ron Paul is a litmus test to see how many true believers are left, because there's no way in heck that the media is going to support this guy. There's no way in heck that the Republicans or the Democrats even believe half of the stuff that he says. It's only to see how many true believers that still believe in America, that still believe in freedom, because I believe communism and capitalism join forces, and freedom is the enemy now. And if you go buy gas, you're supporting these bastards. If that's the dang truth, Butler told us long ago who's the tyrants hiding behind the holy veil of capitalism. And if you approach that veil, you get bombed. And you're going to take our central bank. And if you don't take the central bank, you're going to get bombed. And they're going to put the straitjacket of the Patriot Act on you and this 1867 Act on you and drag you wherever you want. You just shut up, chew, and swallow. That's what they're telling us.
Dave, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. I appreciate the passion. I don't know if I'm going to indict everybody who buys gasoline as being a supporter of tyranny, because I think people have to go to work, and right now we only have gas-powered cars for the most part.
Just because gasoline has been, just because the big oil companies have used the United States military as a security force and the taxpayers have had to pay for it doesn't mean that you choosing to buy gasoline means that you're supporting that. I mean, I can see the point he's making, and I'm all for pedal power and every other kind of power out there, but you've got to make the decisions you've got to make.
Speaking of this idea about the gasoline and politicians being an issue, I had posted a link to Lionel, who is one of my favorite talk show hosts. He's not really hosting a talk show anymore these days. He does TV bits, and he actually has his own podcast, but he's doing it by subscription, so you really can't get it. But he does a TV thing that you can watch on his YouTube channel, and he did one about voting Ron Paul in 2012, where he basically endorses Ron Paul. So I posted that to Facebook today, and somebody who's from the Keene area responded, and this was his response. So I've been looking at presidential candidates lately, being a Tea Party person. This is the guy who organized the Tea Party in the Keene area, so you know. I looked hard and long at Ron Paul. I liked a lot of what I saw, but there's one thing that really disturbed me. His promise to bring all the troops home. Do you know what would happen if he did that? Please think about it. $10 a gallon heating fuel? $15 a gallon gasoline? Say goodbye to Israel. How soon will it be before Iran is knocking at our door? 6? 12? 18 months? Here's the scary part. No one can stop him from doing it. He is the commander-in-chief. Congress can't stop him. The Supreme Court can't stop him. No one can stop him. Think about it.
No one can stop the peace he might spread.
Okay, let's talk about the issues one by one.
Peace? We're talking about $15 gasoline here.
Okay, I'd pay $15 a gallon of gas if I knew that there was no killing in the name of whatever country I live in. Or
right.
Time.
So if I want cheaper prices for goods and services of any sort, and I'm willing to use the United States military and taxpaying dollars to get them, I don't belong in the Tea Party. That's not a small government stand. That's the stand of a fascist. Now, I'm not calling this man a fascist, but that's what that is. I'm willing to use the military to secure goods that I wish to have at lower prices at the cost of American taxpayers. Sorry, that's not a small government stand. Okay, now, say what you want. I think that higher gas prices have an advantage. That advantage is, A, they would be more moral. And I would be able to feel good about the gas that I bought as opposed to feeling badly that the United States military has been used for security services rather than actually providing defense for the country, but security services for oil companies. Secondly, it would give the opportunity for alternative fuel, whether it's, I don't know if it's natural gas or nuclear or fuel cells. I have no idea.
It'd finally be a free market price and open competition.
How can you compete? How can the solar car compete against the gasoline-powered car when the gasoline-powered car is subsidized?
That's right.
When it has welfare. That's all it is. It's corporate welfare for the oil companies.
So my response actually addressed some of that. I said, it seems like you're suggesting that our gas oil prices are subsidized by the federal government's wars. You are correct. I won't say what their price should actually be, as I don't know, considering that we've never had a free market in energy sources. I mean, he's just wildly speculating, suggesting it's 10 or 15 bucks.
There's something to back it up. I mean, there's Europe.
I would rather have $1 trillion cut from the federal government and put back in Americans' pockets, which, of course, what Ron Paul's plan is.
Yes.
That would help cover the cost of any increased prices at the pump.
Sure would.
You can spend your money better than the feds, don't you think? I don't support corporate welfare or any other welfare, for that matter. Do you? He hasn't written back. Hour number 3 is coming up. You can take control. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
This holiday, Barnes & Noble has the gift you can feel great about giving. Nook Simple Touch. It's the world's number one reader, top-rated by expert reviewers. And now, it's only $99. With over 2 million titles right at your fingertips, Nook Simple Touch is the must-have gadget for everyone who loves to read. It's the smart, affordable gift. Give the incredible Nook Simple Touch. Just $99 with free gift wrapping at your neighborhood Barnes & Noble. Or visit Nook.com. Hurry while supplies last.